Thank you, Madam Chair. I too warmly welcome the high-level delegation from Chile. I address Article 11 on employment. The committee commends the progress made by the state party, including the gender parity initiative, a labor equity plan, the new law amending the labor code to reduce the maximum limit of weekly working hours, and the ratification of the ILO Violence and Harassment Convention number 190, Lay Karin, and so forth. But I have several questions. First, regarding a gender pay gap, despite various initiatives, the gender pay gap persists in the state party. So what specific measures are being taken to accelerate the reduction of this gap, especially in higher paying and executive roles? What is the status of Bill number 9.322-13, which seeks to amend the labor code to ensure a clear definition of the principle of equal pay for work of equal value? Now, regarding the labor participation, according to the state party's report, the labor participation rate for women was 48.1% in 2021. So what concrete measures has been taken to increase the labor participation to the target of 63.8? And what measure, what further steps are being planned to eliminate both horizontal and vertical occupational segregation in the public and private sectors, especially in traditionally male-dominated industries? How successful has the Digital Woman Program and related initiatives to increase women's participation in the digital economy? What metrics are being used to measure this impact? What additional measures are being considered to create more employment opportunities for disadvantaged group of women, such as indigenous, Afro descent, and women with disabilities? And regarding social security, what progress has been made in expanding social security provisions for self-employed women and women entrepreneurs in micro and small enterprises and women domestic workers, particularly in ensuring full access to benefit? Lastly, but not least, work-life balance and parental responsibilities. The committee welcomes the 4-7 program and the Chilean Standard 3262. So could the state party elaborate further about the 4-7 programs? Is it available in various geographic locations? What are the impact of the program in terms of promoting labor participation of women? Regarding the Chilean Standard 3262, what mechanisms are in place to follow its implementation? What advances have been achieved? And what are the efforts made to promote the equal sharing of household and the parental responsibility between women and men? And lastly, is there any data on the time spent by men and women on housework, childcare, and caregiving? Thank you, Madam Chair.